It's up to the states now. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade Friday has prompted several states with trigger laws, including South Dakota, to prohibit abortions. GOP Governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, speaking about what her state's focus will now be in response to the court's reversal.
What we will do is continue to focus on not punishing mothers or women, but what we will do is focus on those doctors who knowingly break the law to perform abortions in the state of South Dakota.
Governor Noem says she's planning to ban mail order abortion pills, but women shouldn't be charged for any crimes for seeking them. Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York telling NBC's Meet the Press Sunday what she thinks will happen in states with high maternal mortality rates.
Forcing women to carry pregnancies against their will kill them.
President Biden meeting in the Bavarian Alps of Germany with other world leaders at the G7 summit, where the focus is on holding Russia accountable for their actions against Ukraine, as well as sky-high inflation in food and energy prices. President Biden announcing a new G7 partnership.
Today, we officially launched the Partnership for Global Infrastructure and Investment. We collectively have dozens of projects already underway around the globe.
A stadium collapse at a bullfight in Colombia, killing at least four people Sunday. Gas prices dropping slightly over the last couple of weeks.
There's been a drop in the average pump price for the first time in 9 weeks. This is a 4-cent decline to an average price for a regular grade of $5.05 per gallon. The last time this happened, it was followed by a really big jump at the pump of 86 cents.
Trilby Lundberg, publisher of the Lundberg Survey. The Colorado Avalanche winning the Stanley Cup Sunday. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
More primary races set for Tuesday.
In Colorado, Democratic Senator Michael Bennett will find out who he will face in the fall, Republican state lawmaker Ron Hanks or construction company owner Joe O'Day. Hanks believes the 2020 election was stolen. In Utah, Senator Mike Lee faces two Republican challengers, and while polls have him ahead, if he wins, he would face independent Evan McMullen. New York is only holding primaries for most state races. They have to redraw their district lines for Congress and state Senate after the state Supreme Court tossed out the redistricting map. So those primaries will be held in August. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Also on Tuesday, Ghislaine Maxwell will receive her prison sentence.
U.S. District Judge Allison Nathan is deciding what prison sentence Ghislaine Maxwell will get, as seven women who say that Maxwell helped Jeffrey Epstein steal their innocence are asking the judge to consider their pain. Prosecutors have asked for a 30 to 55-year prison sentence for Maxwell. At Maxwell's trial, four women described sexual attacks on teenage girls from 1994 to 2004 by Epstein and Maxwell at his mansions and estates in New York, New Mexico, Florida, and the Virgin Islands. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
A suspect found hiding in a very unique place.
Police in Nowata County, Oklahoma, some 50 miles north of Tulsa, say a 23-year-old driver went to extremes to avoid getting a traffic ticket. Officers attempted to pull over Wolf October Berry for not wearing a seatbelt when he allegedly sped away, crashed his truck, and took off running. Berry did manage to lay low for several hours by hiding in cow manure. Police got up to him and took him from the stink pile to jail. Officers say Berry not only evaded the law, but he had a loaded semi-automatic pistol in his truck and several items stolen from nearby properties. Richard Jordan, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.